Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Text Number 7 to 9. So we'll chant the for all the three shlokas and then we'll go for translation and purport. Tvam va mrinal dhavalah.
Tvam va mrinal
dhavalah. Padairya nyuna padacharan. Padera nyuna padacharan.
Padena nyuna padacharan.
Vrisharupena kim kaschit.
Vrisharupena kim kaschit.
Vrisharupena kim kaschit.
Vrisharupena kim kaschit.
Devo na parikhedayan.
Devo na parikhedayan.
Devo na parikhedayan.
Devo na parikhedayan.
Tvam va mrinal dhavalah.
Tvam va mrinal dhavalah.
Padera nyuna padacharan.
Padena nyuna padacharan.
Vrisharupena kim kaschit.
Vrisharupena kim kaschit.
Devo na parikhedayan.
Devo na parikhedayan.
Na jatu kauravendranam.
Na jatu kauravendranam.
Na jatu kauravendranam.
Na jatu kauravendranam.
Dora danda parirambite.
Dora danda parirambite.
Dora danda parirambite.
Dora danda parirambite.
Bhutalenu patanti asmin.
Bhutalenu pariyanti asmin.
Bhutalenu patanti asmin.
Bhutalenu pati asnim.
Vinate prani nam suchaha.
Vinate prani nam suchaha.
Vinate prani nam suchaha.
Vinate prani nam suchaha.
Ma saurabhe yatra sucho.
Ma saurabhe yatra sucho.
Ma saurabhe yatra sucho.
Ma saurabhe yatra sucho.
Vetute vrishalad bhayam.
Vetute vrishalad bhayam.
Vetute vrishalad bhayam.
Vetute vrishalad bhayam.
Ma rodir amba badramte.
Ma rodir amba badramte.
Ma rodir amba badramte.
Ma rodir amba badramte.
Khala naam mai shastari.
Khala naam mai shastari.
Khala naam mai shastari.
Khala naam mai shastratri.
Ma saurabhe yatra sucho.
Ma saurabhe yatra sucho.
Vetute vrishalad bhayam.
Vetute vrishalad bhayam.
Ma rodiramba bhadramte.
Ma rodiramba bhadramte.
Khala naam mai shastari.
Khala naam mai shastari.
Word by word. Tvam.
Tvam.
You.
You.
Va.
Va.
Either.
Either.
Mrinal dhavalah.
Mrinal dhavalah.
As white as lotus.
As white as lotus.
Padai.
Padai.
Of three legs.
Of three legs.
Nyunnah.
Nyunnah.
Being deprived.
Being deprived.
Pada.
Pada.
On one leg.
On one leg.
Charan.
Charan.
Moving.
Moving.
Vrisha.
Vrisha.
Bull.
Bull.
Rupena.
Rupena.
In the form of.
In the form of.
Kim.
Kim.
Weather.
Weather.
Kaschit.
Kaschit.
Someone.
Someone.
Deva.
Deva.
Devata.
Devata.
Na.
Na.
Us.
Us.
Parikhedayan.
Parikhedayan.
Causing grief.
Causing grief.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Jatu.
Jatu.
At any time.
At any time.
Kaurava Indranam.
Kaurava Indranam.
Of the kings in the Kuru dynasty.
Of the kings in the Kuru dynasty.
Doradanda.
Doradanda.
Strength of arms.
Strength of arms.
Parirambite.
Parirambite.
Protected by.
Protected by.
Bhutale.
Bhutale.
On the surface of the earth.
On the surface of the earth.
Anupatanti.
Anupatanti.
Grieving.
Grieving.
Asmin.
Asmin.
Up till now.
Up till now.
Vina.
Vina.
Save and accept.
Save and accept.
Te.
Te.
You.
You.
Praninam.
Praninam.
Of the living being.
Of the living being.
Shuchaha.
Shuchaha.
Tears in the eyes.
Tears in the eyes.
Take the ninth one. Ma.
Ma.
Do not.
Do not.
Saurabheya.
Saurabheya.
O son of Surabhi.
O son of Surabhi.
Atra.
Atra.
In my kingdom.
In my kingdom.
Shuchaha.
Shuchaha.
Lamentation.
Lamentation.
Vietu.
Vietu.
Let there be.
Let there be.
Te.
Te.
Your.
Your.
Vrashalat.
Vrashalat.
By the Shudra.
By the Shudras.
Bhayam.
Bhayam.
Cause of fear.
Cause of fear.
Ma.
Ma.
Do not.
Do not.
Rodihi.
Rodihi.
Cry.
Cry.
Amba.
Amba.
Mother cow.
Mother cow.
Bhadram.
Bhadram.
All good.
All good.
Te.
Te.
Unto you.
Unto you.
Khala Naam.
Khala Naam.
Of the envious.
On the envious. Of the envious.
Mai.
Mai.
While I am living.
While I am living.
Shastri.
Shastri.
The ruler or subduer.
The ruler or subduer.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Then Maharaj Parikshit asked the bull, "Oh, who are you? Are you a bull as white as a white lotus? Or are you a devata? You have lost three of your legs and are moving only on one. Are you some devata causing us grief in the form of a bull?" Please repeat. Then Maharaj Parikshit.
Then Maharaj Parikshit.
Asked the bull.
Asked the bull.
"Oh, who are you?
Oh, who are you?
Are you a bull as white as a white lotus?
Are you a bull as white as white lotus?
Or are you a devata?
Are you a devata?
You have lost three of your legs.
You have lost three of your legs.
And are moving on only one.
And are moving on only one.
Are you some devata?
Are you some devata?
Causing us grief.
Causing us grief.
In the form of a bull.
In the form of a bull.
Purport. At least up to the time of Maharaj Parikshit, no one could imagine the wretched condition of the cow and the bull. Maharaj Parikshit therefore was astonished to see such a horrible scene. He inquired whether the bull was not a devata, assuming such a wretched condition to indicate the future of the cow and the bull. Number 8. Now, for the first time in a kingdom well protected by the arms of the kings of the Kuru dynasty, I see you grieving with tears in your eyes. Up till now, no one on earth has ever shed tears because of royal negligence.
No.
The protection of the lives of both the human beings and the animals is the first and foremost duty of a government. A government must not discriminate in such principles. It is simply horrible for a pure-hearted soul to see organized animal killing by the state in this age of Kali. Maharaj Parikshit was lamenting for the tears in the eyes of the bull, and he was astonished to see such an unprecedented thing in his good kingdom. Men and animals were equally protected as far as life was concerned. That is the way in God's kingdom. 9. O son of Surabhi, you need lament no longer now. There is no need to fear this low-class Shudra. And O mother cow, as long as I am living as the ruler and subduer of all envious men, there is no cause for you to cry. Everything will be good for you. purport. Protection of bulls and cows and all other animals can be possible only when there is a state ruled by an executive head like Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit addresses the cow as mother, for he is a cultured, twice-born Kshatriya king. Surabhi is the name of the cows which exist in the spiritual planets and are especially reared by Lord Shri Krishna himself. As men are made after the form and features of the Supreme Lord, so also the cows are made after the form and features of the Surabhi cows in the spiritual kingdom. In the material world, the human society gives all protection to the human being, but there is no law to protect the descendants of Surabhi who can give all protection to men by supplying the miracle food milk. But Maharaj Parikshit and the Pandavas were fully conscious of the importance of the cow and bull, and they were prepared to punish the cow killer with all chastisement, including death. There has sometimes been agitation for the protection of the cow, but for want of pious executive heads and suitable laws, the cow and the bull are not given protection. The human society should recognize the importance of the cow and the bull and thus give all protection to these important animals, following in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit. For protecting the cows and Brahminical culture, the Lord, who is very kind to the cow and the Brahmanas, he is called as Gro Brahmana Hitaya, will be pleased with us and will bestow upon us real peace. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Tvam va mrinala davalah padera nyuna padacharan vrushrupena kim kaschit devo na parikhedayan na jatu kauravendranam dora danda parirambite bhutale nupatanti asmin vinate praninam shuchah ma saurabhe yatra shucho Vetute vrashalad bhayam maro diramba bhadramte khalana mai shastari. Then Maharaj Parikshit asked the bull, "Oh, who are you? Are you a bull as white as a white lotus, or are you a devata? You have lost three of your legs and are moving on only one. Are you some devata causing us grief in the form of a bull?" Now, for the first time in a kingdom well protected by the arms of the kings of the Kuru dynasty, I see you grieving with tears in your eyes. Up till now, no one on earth has ever shed tears because of royal negligence. O son of Surabhi, you need lament no longer now. There is no need to fear this low-class Shudra. And O mother cow, as long as I am living as the ruler and subduer of all envious men, there is no cause for you to cry. Everything will be good for you. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he saw this horrible scene, it's interesting to note that, you know, before he saw that, nobody noticed. Or people have become apathetic. Like, you know, we see sometimes some accident on the road and we carry on, especially if you are in a big city. And there are various reasons. The one reason people give is that if you stop there and watch that, then you may be called as a witness. And then that's a torture because, you know, it's good to go as a witness, but then you may be called 3, 4, 5 times You have to leave your job, business, and then go there. And sometimes there is harassment. They ask you some very, very uncomfortable questions. So people don't want to get involved. But there are still people who are ready to help, you know. This is because Kali Yuga is still in the initial stages, only 5,200 years. Once we go further, then nobody will be bothered about anybody. So here, Parikshit Maharaj, first of all, he is astonished to see this, and then he can see that this bull is not some ordinary bull. It's just like a white lotus flower, as white as that. Of course, he's on only one leg. Three legs have been lost. But still, Parikshit Maharaj can see through. So he's asking, who are you? You must be some devata and you are, you know, just come in this form to indicate something for us, some future thing, you know. Or to indicate the condition of cows and bulls in Kali Yuga. Because this is still not Kali Yuga, remember. We are in the Dwapar Yuga, end of Dwapar Yuga. Just Kali Yuga is about to begin and all these symptoms are already there. So this is an indication. Like now we see that people, I mean the government itself is involved in now building slaughterhouses. So that topic will haunt all the good thinkers, you know. Should haunt. Why so much? And then you have this violence. Because even you know when we eat, whatever we eat, it said that we are what we eat, right? So when we eat, why no meat eating, for example, you know? Out of the four regulative principles that we follow, one is no meat eating. What happens? Because of meat eating, you lose compassion, you know. Because you're not having any compassion, no daya for the animal. You just kill and eat. Yesterday somebody was we were discussing this, and somebody was telling that the difference between organic and non-violent milk, ahimsa milk. What is the difference between? Of course, one is that they are fed not fed meat. The cows are not fed meat, or some what they call it is vitamins and steroids and so on, you know, to get more milk. And the ahimsa was, then I was explaining that the cows are not sent to slaughterhouses. Okay. So he was telling that there are farmers who protect these cows and something, but of course ultimately they eat. they not protect, that means they feed the cows and all, nicely kept them. So finally they want to eat. So they, according to him, it was alright, you know, it was not so bad as simply killing. But ultimately it is killing. It's like, you know, somebody says, I drink my cup of tea only after the puja. So I am very pious. So the point is that you are still drinking tea, you know. So it's okay. Somebody wants to drink tea, we have no problem. But if you want to progress in Krishna consciousness, then this is one of the requirements, that you know, stop any type of intoxication. And tea is having caffeine and tannin, and both are the sources of intoxication. Coffee is the same way, you know, like, so that's why we, not that we have something against these two industries, or we want to stop the meat industry or something like that. No, these are all very logical things. You know, we have been conditioned in our life to do certain things without knowledge. For example, people say, oh, caffeine gives you kick, but it also brings you down once the effect is over. And then, you know, that's an artificial type of kick. It's like Prabhupada was explaining one time that it is like, you know, you are in the dream and you are lifting some big mountain. But can you do it? So same way, this brings you a feeling that you are feeling good, energetic about it. And interestingly, the doctors are also modern day doctors are also advising sometimes that you should have some caffeine in your intake. But we see that, you know, devotees who are not taking any intoxication, no caffeine, they are more enthusiastic to serve Krishna. They are not enthusiastic so much about material life, maybe. Like one time somebody asked, are people in India lazy? Are not they lazy? And we also say sometimes, right, people are lazy. And Prabhupada immediately disagreed. He says, no. They may be materially lazy. And he gave the example of a Kumbh Mela or people going to Vaishno Devi or Naina Devi, you know. Kumbh Mela, you have to come and there's no good accommodation there, you know, and then you're supposed to take a dip in the Ganges at that Ganga at that time, a particular time. And so millions and millions of people come just not bothering about their comfort, just for that small little dip. Or you go to Tirupati to have darshan, you know, there's a huge queue all the time, whole time, lines and all, and then you may get, or you may get even just for a few seconds. But you are ready to undergo. Prabhupada said, this is not a sign of a lazy population. Materially we are okay. Sometimes we are lazy. But that doesn't mean that, but again, that is also going slowly, you know. If you study, who are these people who are going for these yatras and all? They're all poor people, you know, with limited resources. All the big guys, software, IT, these, that, nobody goes, you know, hardly few. Some go for fun. But how many believe that, yes, if you take a dip, and how many have that faith that all your sins will be eradicated? You know, so there's a lot of mismatch. And slowly we are getting away from it. That is the thing of worry, you know. So it is the high time that everybody at least takes it up, and especially for the children, to imbibe this message of Bhagavatam. How to, I mean, simple things we are learning, etiquette, how you treat others, how you worship, everything is there. This is just a package deal. So, thank you very much. I'd like to stop here, and hopefully we'll meet tomorrow to discuss more. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.